This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Tonight we will have a somewhat abbreviated 10 to 10 shir. In honor of Hanukkah, I asked a very simple question. Why is it that we have Hanukkah on Chafei Kislev? And I don't mean why we have it on that particular date. We know that Kichanu b'Chafei, they rested from the war on this date. So it's a significant date. There's a Hanukkah's Hamizbeach, so it's a very significant date. However, in the scheme of things, it's neither the beginning of the war nor the end of the war. You know, for example, when the Medinas Yisrael, the State of Israel, was founded, so K-E-R, they declared it independence, and then there was a war for however long it lasted. So the establishment of Hanukkah is not at the beginning of the war, and you know what? It's not even at the end of the war. Because after this battle of Yerushalayim, in which the Maccabim were successful, then there was another 20 years where there were skirmishes and battles going back and forth. So Chafei Kislev was a particular moment in time, but it's not the beginning of the war, and it's not the end of the war. So what is it? I think the answer to that question is that it is the essence of what Hanukkah is. The story of Hanukkah is about a battle. But the message of Hanukkah is about Rabim Biad Ma'atim, not in the sense of a large army being defeated by a small army, but a few individuals having the courage and the wherewithal and the determination to stand up and stand tall for Torah and Avodas Hashem. And this is manifested in Chafei Kislev. And then when this battle for the religious ideal of Avodas Hashem was realized, this is the essence of what Hanukkah is. Now, what occurs afterwards is actually the antithesis of Hanukkah. If Hanukkah is about standing up for an ideal no matter what, then what happens the day after, as it were, is compromising on one's ideals. Because the Maccabim, in essence, were, as the Rishonim point out, were supposed to have handed over the Melucha back to Shevet Yehuda. And they failed to hand it back to Shevet Yehuda. They should have been the military leaders under the direction of Malchus Yehuda. However, by holding on to both the Kahuna and the Malchus, the Maccabim, in that moment, compromised. It was a compromise of their basic tenet. And that is the antithesis of what Hanukkah is. Indeed, historically speaking, at that point, after the realization of Chafei Kislev, when the religious ideal was realized, at that point, the Maccabim go forward in their continued battles, as perhaps they should have. However, the Hasidim, the Jews who allied with the Maccabim in order to preserve Torah and Avodah and Yiras Hashem, they split off from the Maccabim, historically speaking. Because at this point, it was no longer a battle for the religious ideals of Avodah Hashem, but rather, it was simply the national aspirations under a Melucha, under a Malchus, that was compromised at its core. And it was compromised because of the fact that they didn't hand back the Malchus to Shevet Yehuda. And as a consequence, we have a slow decline over decades and a century until we get to Churban HaBayis. I believe that this being the core of what Hanukkah is about is also why we read Parshas Miketz on the Shabbos. Because when Yaakov Avinu tells his sons to go down to Mitzrayim, Lishbor Shever, so they go down to Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk says that Achei Yosef Asara, the 10 brothers of Yosef, go down. And the Medrash says, what do you have to tell me? They're 10 brothers. I can count myself. I know they're 10 brothers. And the Medrash answers, because of the fact that they had Harata on what they had done to Yosef all those years earlier. And therefore, despite whatever rationalizations they had, and therefore, they are now going to stand up and go to Mitzrayim, and they're going to seek him out, and they're going to find him. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to redeem him from wherever they are. And that's gewaltic, and that's amazing. But I think what is even more powerful than that is, what are the brothers going to say to Yosef when they meet him? When they meet Yosef, what is that interaction going to be? What is that dialogue going to be? Can you imagine the humiliation, the vulnerability, the shame that the brothers, when Yosef knows what they did, they know that Yosef knows what they did. What are they possibly going to say? I don't know the answer to that question. What I do know is, by their standing up to do the right thing, and putting themselves in such a position, that is a Hanukkah moment. That is Hanukkah. That is when you have a choice. Do you compromise on your principles, or do you stand up and stand strong and do the right thing? That is dafka what Hanukkah is. And when the brothers say, we are going to do the hard and difficult thing and find Yosef and try to reconcile with him, despite the fact that it will bring extraordinary shame and humiliation upon us, that is worth it. That's what Hanukkah is. Hanukkah is not compromising on one's religious ideals. Hanukkah is not compromising on Torah and Avodah and Yiras Hashem, but it is actually standing up, not just when it is easy, but precisely when it is difficult. And I believe that this expectation of the brothers, as understood by the Medrash, is exactly what Hanukkah is. Most of us, Be'ezras Hashem, hopefully none of us, will have to give up our lives for Torah. But all of us face difficult situations where we have to choose, do I compromise on what the Torah wants of me, or do I stand strong? Do I reach out and try to reconcile with my neighbor, with my friend, with my spouse, with my family member, even though it will create great difficulty and maybe even shame and embarrassment and put me in a great sense of emotional vulnerability? Yes, that is what Hanukkah is. Be'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give us the strength to live Hanukkah all year long, which means the ability to take Devar Hashem, incorporate it into the depths of our soul, and then act upon it when it's easy, and bedafka, even when it's hard. A good vach and a good Hanukkah to all.